producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. It's my job to make you think, or at least try to make you think. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I'm doing my part, however, and there's a lot of heavy lifting involved. Here to help me is Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasinelli. The two of them both have minds. Yeah.
That is true.
I wonder what planet he's from sometimes, Joy. Ever wonder that?
Stop it, will you?
I think he just had his Cheerios this morning.
I did. I'm actually having...
High energy, as Donald Trump says.
I've had my super beats and Neo 40. I'm ready to go. So one of the things that's trending at DougSteffen.com is the story of those air marshals who have been implicated in the prostitution probe. At least two of them suspended. Allegations are that they hired prostitutes, recorded encounters with a government-issued device. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in trouble if they hadn't used a government issued device.
Want to see my guns?
Please? Yeah, right. That's about how.
Want to see my government issued device?
So the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee.
Not everyone can put their hands on the
Federal Air Marshal Service Director Roderick Allison told the committee about the allegations last week. Air marshals being investigated have had their security clearances suspended. Really? What terrific management. Good for you, sir. That's smart. Spokesman for the TSA, which oversees, there's a great combo, the TSA and the Federal Air Marshal Service, the two of them together.
Want to see my government issue device?
We'll find their butts in a snowstorm. Oy. All right, so what other things? This is, I think Joy may have covered it about as well.
Want to see my government?
Yeah, okay, that's it. Yeah.
I didn't know that's what you called it.
Really?
No, I guess, that's a cool new name.
Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is in court.
That's what we should call it, a Bo Bergdahl.
A Bo Bergdahl.
He
is in
device.
Court. A preliminary hearing on the charges he deserted his post, endangered his unit. My whole take on this is that he didn't belong in the service in the first place, and if the people doing the recruiting would find some way of moving themselves aside so that actually qualified people could be doing these jobs, and when I say qualified people, I mean people like Joy Brown, who could have a conversation with these people and analyze quickly whether they were in a place that would allow them to serve well, or are they messed up? This guy, psychologically, his profile has to have, if somebody even took the trouble to look at it, you would have been able to see this man was not suited for the service that he was sent to. And there are many people in the service that aren't. Yes.
Yeah, but there are a couple issues. Okay. First of all, combat is like a whole lot of things that you don't really know what it is until you're there, number one. So some of these things are a little hard to anticipate. But second of all, the government, the armed services is having a hard time getting people. I mean, it's not like everybody's saying, oh, gee, send me to Afghanistan. I'd really want to go. So, I mean, it's someone said, it's a whole that if drugs are a whole different issue today than they were 20 years ago, so are the armed services.
Okay, so let me then put this spin on it for you, Joy. When I went to Iraq, however many years ago it was, and I spent 4 or 5 days, a couple of them wandering around by myself for many hours of the day, and I met with some people who were over there who had PTSD.
Right.
They didn't understand why they were there, and they were asked by any number of us what they were doing with their time. time there. One guy that I spent time with was a sergeant who'd been three tours in Iraq, and he was washing the general's cars. What in the name of God are we sending men over there? And by the way, he was told that his recruitment was an emergency. They needed more people there, and so he had to move quickly to get involved with some allocation that was necessary to ship back over to Iraq. When you see that sort of thing, you lose all respect for the management of this huge, and this is one of the things that these candidates are talking about, how huge the military yeah. is the worst or the best example, depending on how you put the spin on it, of being way too hard to manage, way too many moving parts, and these people slip through the cracks. Never mind that. This guy should have been in some unit where he was being taken care of, and certainly there are a number, how many, what is it, the candidates keep using, I think, a figure 307,000 vets who have died because there's no care for them. There wasn't immediate care for them in the VA system, which is a whole other can of worms. I find this thing to be anathema, for me anyway. Guys should never, ever, ever have been in the service, period.
No, I don't disagree. I just read a book that's been out probably for a decade called Upcountry by Nelson DeMille.
Yeah.
And it looks at Vietnam and a guy who's going back 30 years after it. And he revisits the site of, he was there for two tours of duty. And he revisits some of the battle sites and some of the memories. And it is chilling because this guy goes and works for the government afterward, and he would be viewed presumably by the outside world as one of the successes. He got the Bronze Medal and good conduct and all that. It's terrifying. Yeah. I mean, it's a dehumanizing experience. Basic training strips away your personality. You're taught to do things that human beings are not normally predisposed to do, and then how do you get them? And it's not only once you're there. The huge issue, as you pointed out, of post-traumatic stress disorder, when they're there, when they return, the domestic violence, I mean, the drug usage, the whole thing is just, I mean, when you say war is hell, we don't begin to talk about what war really is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you train people to kill, and then you expect them to just reintegrate back in society.
To go back and work at Kmart,
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Well, it never has. That's the point. It's just that the wars are less defined than they used to be. That if in World War II, in theory, you knew where the battle lines were. With the more modern wars, the kid who's playing baseball with you one day may be dumping a bomb in front of your car the next. So, the whole thing is just, it's not how human beings are taught to behave or think or function.
Right.
And
right.
to say that they're dysfunctional, like, what do you expect? I mean, which is not... And I don't know what the solution is. And the armed services have gotten much better, and they do have people like me, at least peripherally involved. Mm-hmm. I went to Armed Services Day at the Endeavor last year, and they took me through some of the retraining they have for post-traumatic stress disorder. And they use all sorts of computers and sort of virtual realities, and they take you through Baghdad at midnight and things blowing up in front of you. I mean, the technology to treat these guys has gotten incredibly sophisticated, but the need has never changed, and the disorder has never changed. I mean, it's really terrifying and heartbreaking.
Yep. All right, 15 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Provia, easy to use. If you're losing your hair, this is what you put on your scalp. You sort of noodle it in, if you will. Maybe if you've got one of those vibrating massagers, you put it on. It opens up your pores, allows the...
A government-issued device. Never mind, sorry. That's my new catchphrase.
Okay. Well, call 800-525-8319. Look your best. Feel your best. It's an incredible product. 800-525-8319. Yes, get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Tonight on NBC, The Voice returns with The Blind Audition.
All right, I just want to say that watching Blake and Adam battle over artists is easily one of the most entertaining things on television.
I know, that's your favorite thing. Then it's the premiere of Blind Spot.
Wait, you got to hear what the critics are saying.
Okay.
Blind Spot is the smartest new show on television and is poised to become the next Blacklist.
Ooh.
Translation, sit down and watch this show.
It looks amazing. Blind Spot premieres after The Blind Auditions on an all-new Voice tonight.
On NBC. I mean, come on, where else would it be?
John Stewart. Most people know who he is. Most people like him and or respect him for what he's done in his professional career. He took a turn and was a part of a congressional hearing. This is the guy who was formerly the host of The Daily Show. He went with first responders to the Capitol, 911 first responders, to tell Congress to renew a bill which provides the responders with health benefits, also a certain amount of compensation ahead of the expiration date, which I think is the end of the year. I'm not sure exactly when it does, but he said, quote, "I'm embarrassed that you, after serving so selflessly with such heroism, have to come down here and convince people to do what's right." You know, this is the same thing as the VA. How many different programs can we come up with that the government, and how do we let them get away with this? Treats people that have helped us sustain who we are and what we do, and you're basically told to go pound sand because the government is so inefficient, so badly run. And all of the candidates who are up on stage who took advantage of this to bang away at how inefficient government is, how big and out of control it is, how worthless it is in terms of what it actually provides in the main, we're now sort of getting this. It takes a long time for a lumbering giant like the population of this country to come around. But I'll tell you something. There's another facet to this, which we'll talk about in the next half hour. The way the government is attacking farming and farmers, there's something new, a new wrinkle in that. And I'm going to tell you about it in the next half hour. Conversation continues with Roberta and Joy and Richie and me on Good Day at 21 past the hour.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Some investment in music during this portion of each hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What we have playing in the background, one of Rick James' most successful tunes called Super Freak. Dedicated. He's kind of a super freaky looking guy himself. Ever look at a picture of him? No, huh? Yeah, I must be running a one-way talk program here.
There you go.
Oh, there.
There. Yeah, yeah, very freaky.
Rick James. I don't know. We're having a little Rick James concert because he is in the news. And he's been dead for, what, 10 years? When did he die, this guy? Where is everybody? Hello. My mic on?
Who's Rick James?
Rick James was a rocker of some note. Autobiography just published. The book is called Glow, written by Rick James with musical biographer David Ritz. Has the tales of his drugs, his rock and roll. I mean, why would that scare you? Look at a picture of this guy. Why would you think there would be anything going on with him? You got any more of his music, Kara?
Yeah, he died August 6, 2004.
Yeah, right.
11 years.
Okay. So, what is there that do you find yourself being a fan of his?
Well, I mean, I like the Super Freak. I always thought it was kind of a freaky song. I mean, you know, I think that's part of what he kind of, like you say, kind of an unkempt prince. I mean, that's kind of what Ebony Eyes, Mary Jane. Ebony Eyes, pretty good movie, pretty good song.
I don't know. I never found myself liking any of his stuff, frankly.
Well, it was just interesting. I mean, it's something, you know, calling something a super freak was kind of an interesting kind of notion.
emotion.
All right, anyway, I don't want to give this guy any more time.
Okay, goodbye.
Than I need to.
Adios, Ricky.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, Rick. La la. All right, so let's talk about the Pope. Here's a contrast.
The Pope.
The Pope.
Love the Pope.
Yeah, he's most cool, everybody
cool dude.
Who knows anything about this Pope likes him. Because he's coming to Philadelphia, I think, was it early next month, right?
He's coming to New York next week.
Next week, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So the people who were promoting the Pope's appearance here were giving out tickets to see him, and they were free.
Yeah.
They've all been
distributed. Central Park.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The Aligned Central Park is going to do like a motorcade through Central Park. He's also going to do down at the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a lottery because I was a first responder.
Really?
So,
yeah. Well, you can get a ticket. The ones that were given away free
all
are now being sold by the people who are scalping this for $5,000
a ticket. Well, yesterday, apparently Amazon, there were people who were, they was on Amazon for $200 and Amazon closed it down yesterday.
Really?
Good for Amazon. Because all of them were free. All the tickets you can only
get.
They gave
them away
free,
but now people are selling them online for $5,000, and that's for a single ticket to see the Pope's appearance. It seems to me there's always a way a clever person can scam you one way or another. Although, I don't know, is this a scam?
It's not a scam, it's scalping.
Yeah, but I mean, is it really? Think about it. It's sort of.
Yeah, if you want to go to something bad enough, what are you willing to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question.
Yeah, well, $5,000 apparently is the going price. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do. And I'm still free. Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26 valid in store and online while supplies last.
September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month, and the Leukemia Lymphoma Society is reminding everyone that despite progress, much work still needs to be done to find cures. Dr. Louis DeGennaro is the Society's president and CEO.
Today, more than 1 million Americans are living with a blood cancer. Unlike other types of cancers, there are no means of preventing or screening for most blood cancers. Since 1960, survival rates have doubled, tripled, even quadrupled for some blood cancers, but more than a third of patients still don't survive 5 years after their diagnosis.
How has the Society worked to find cures?
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has invested more than $1 billion in research to advance therapies and save lives, not someday, but today. We provide free information and support services for patients and their families to help them access their treatments and quality, affordable, coordinated care.
To learn more about how you can help, visit lls.org.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
McFadden. All right, so Joy normally joins us every week at this time. We're going to put a different hat on. She's a great broadcaster. She has her own program from noon until 3. Roberta, see, if you played your cards right, you could have your own radio program, too. But you just don't play your cards right.
Wait a minute, I don't play my cards
played
right.
Played her cards right. Well, you have been here all this time with me. You could have been off on your own doing the same thing that Joy does.
I love being with you.
I love having you here, too.
I love being with you. And I love having Joy with us. Joy is so much fun.
Yes, she is. And she's mild. Remember that old commercial?
And she's mild?
Just remember, some old cigarette commercial. I'm trying to... Outstanding! And they are mild.
Well, that was my parents used to carry around a photo album that was called My Pride and Joy.
Yes, right.
my other brothers and sisters.
Can I show you my Pride and Joy? I used to do that. Yeah, and it was exactly. A bottle of Pride and Joy. Pride was the furniture wax and Joy was the soap wash. Yeah, exactly. All right. The law of attraction.
Baby.
Well, you see, that's how it's normally used, but I'm not sure that that is complete, nor fair, nor intelligent. The law of attraction is something that some people understand, some people don't. Law of attraction often, as Joy just suggested, applies to relationships, people that you attract into your life. But I believe that thoughts are things, and you can attract into your life pretty much whatever you want to if you understand how to use your mind. And I mean that on the plus side.
Called
manifestation.
That's manifestation.
Or visualization.
Yep, visualization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here we are as Mercury goes retrograde. Everybody understand?
Oh, again?
Mercury's
is it going retrograde again? Oh, yeah.
Yes. For the next 3 weeks, Mercury is in retrograde.
And we've got a full moon and a perigee moon and an eclipse.
Yep. All in
no
this next
you broke
three,
your
weeks.
Yeah.
Well, Mercury just went in today, and it'll be 3 weeks. I think it's 3 days. Comes out.
When the moon is the 28th. So
yeah,
the
moon is the
28th.
Yep.
You have broken toes. I have pneumonia in my left lung. We're doing great on
terrific.
This show, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's help everybody, Joy, understand how to use the law of attraction and why it is that it works for some people and it doesn't for others. Because it's just sort of a meditative state, is it not?
All right, well, let me sort of put aside my... Usually the law of attraction is the copulatory gaze, which is a 20-second first impression that is true of the animal kingdom, including human beings. All right, so now that we've said that, we can put it aside.
I want to know more about that. What is the 20-second copulatory gaze?
That's what it's called. It's just that mammals have 20... They within the first 20 seconds, that it's either yay or nay.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, it's really... I write about a lot in Dating for Dummies. Okay, let's talk about Doug's law of attraction, which is how do you attract positive or negative things in your life? And the answer is, to a certain extent, that you anticipate by visualization. And I know there's a great story. When I first moved to San Francisco, I was doing television the day I arrived. And my hairdresser said she was getting married that afternoon after she did my hair. And I said, what's she like? And she said, she made a list of all the things that she wanted in a man. And she, the only thing she forgot to put down was that she wanted hair on his head, and he was bald. But she actually wrote down a list of what she wanted, and a lot of people believe that if you can visualize what you want, you can not only attract it, but recognize it when you see it. And conversely, if you go through life being negative about everything, that you will attract that attitude really is everything.
Yeah.
And not only attitude, but the specifics of how you visualize things.
So, are men different about this than women?
Yeah, they talk about breasts a lot. No, I'm sorry, that was rude.
Visualization, works there. Yeah.
Shame on you.
Right.
No, I think in theory...
Is that a weakness, by the way?
No, it's a government issue.
Yeah, right.
Government issue.
Right.
I know. The idea is that that anybody can do it. It's not a sexual dimorphism. I think that women tend to be more into. Women want a tall, dark, handsome stranger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Men want a dumb, blonde, buxom, mute whose father owns a liquor store.
Why is that? That's too bad.
With a flat.
I'm being silly with you. Mm-hmm. I'm really being silly.
All right.
The idea being that I do think. That look, you and you guys, all of us know people who've dated, you know, one kind of woman or one kind of man, and all of a sudden they decide there's a shift in their life, and all of a sudden, I knew a guy who always dated leggy blondes, and all of a sudden he introduced me to this woman who was short, not particularly attractive, and I thought he's ready to get married, but he's chosen somebody very different. He wants someone to settle down with. He wants someone who will be a good mom, and he changed his perceptions, and I don't know if he did it consciously or not, but it was quite obvious to those of us who knew him that there had been a major shift in his thinking. And I think that we know people who will all of a sudden, Robert Downey Jr. may be sort of a public example of somebody who dated and married a certain kind of woman and had huge drug problems, huge acting out problems, all of a sudden found a completely different kind of woman and changed his life.
Yeah.
And I don't think she changed his life. I think he changed his attitude.
Nah.
And therefore he allowed her to be in his life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do men and women meet in places that are unusual? For example, yoga class.
Sure.
I went to a couple of yoga classes, and it was the sweat yoga, so I was...
Bikram.
Bikram yoga, yeah. And so in terms of what I was watching some of these men do, I had a hard time just existing because I couldn't stand on one foot or the other by myself, and after that, everything else was a collapse. But I did notice that there were other people in there. When you look in the mirror, funny what you see, because people forget that there's a mirror. And you see these guys and women too, by the way. This is one of the other things that happens that I think women they go, I would never do that. Baloney.
Never do what?
Look, check out guys in some circumstance, whether it's the gym or yoga class.
Check out men.
Of course. Yeah. Goodness, Doug.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like the men are criticized.
I think they may
for
check
doing
out somewhat different parts, body parts, although not necessarily.
Well, why wouldn't you? Women don't have the same body parts as men.
Well, but I mean, everybody checks out butts. What can I tell you? Everybody checks out legs. Everybody checks out abs. Everybody checks out face. Everybody checks out arms.
Hands. Yeah. Hands.
Hands. Smile, eyes, hair, ears. Yeah. Not so much ears.
Okay, so does that work for you?
Me? You know what? It's really interesting. I was on a station cruise last night, and apparently my long hair is somehow changed things because a lot more people flirted with me than usual.
Really?
And yeah, I was talking.
Who are these men?
Well, I'm gonna send you all their names because I want you to vet them because I'm terrible at picking men. Terrible.
Okay, as your friend, I'll vet them for you.
I'd really appreciate it.
You know who would be better at that? Would be Roberta.
I'm gonna have both of you do it. Look, I need all the help I can get. Yeah, I'm terrible at this.
Yeah.
But they were talking about what. And of course, then when we talk about generalities of what attracts people, because one of them is a hair transplant surgeon, and he said, "How do you feel about men and hair?" And I said, "Well, when I was really young, it was certainly one of the things that I felt, I would never go out with a guy who was bald. And now I think, I mean, if he's smart, if he's in pretty good shape, if he's funny, if he's nice, you know, if he's got hair on his head or not, you know, I could care less.
I'm not crazy about you were serious with that. It seems to me he didn't have a lot of hair.
Exactly. Right. Well,
but isn't hair an indication of testosterone levels?
But inversely, actually, that men who are bald tend to have higher testosterone levels.
Really?
Than men who don't.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon. But when I was talking with him, when I wrote, I'm trying to remember which book it was. I think it's Jungle Out There, Jane. I was talking about the fact that men view their hair in the same way that women view their breasts as a way of attracting the opposite sex.
Really?
And I think they're both faulty. They both have some reality to it and some not.
I'm going
to
put Kara on the spot because she's by far younger by at least half of the two of you.
Thank you so much.
Kara's at the controls at the moment in the studio in Washington. So, Kara, you're 24, right? You're 23, 24? How old are you?
23.
Okay. So, you've been listening to this conversation. Do you agree with Roberta and with Joy as to how women check men out?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do. I think women are different in that they don't do it so blatantly, or they don't necessarily go and, you know, yell stuff at guys, and that's something
But yelling isn't checking out. Yelling is trying to intimidate, and I think you're right. Women, by and large, don't try and intimidate men sexually, but I think you may be right. We may be a little subtler just because not quite as acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you hit about 40 or 50, and then all subtlety drops off.
Yeah.
Good Speak point. For yourself, Roberta.
I think if you go through a part of the gym that a lot of women are in, and then a guy walks through who has been working out or, you know, obviously has his, like, arms out, I think you could look at the women and all of their heads would probably turn at the same time.
Right. Well, and they're all making eye contact, and they're smirking. They may not be saying anything, but they're all thinking exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
All right, there you go, boys and girls. That's a lesson in life from the ladies.
Well,
I think the
idea that women are sexual is a relatively modern concept, and you know, men need to get used to it.
Thank God. The video of the day today is from the folks at Cedar Point Amusement Park. It's a teaser that gives everybody a front row seat of their newest roller coaster. So, if you are you have a weak stomach, you'll think you're riding in a roller coaster when you look at this video. So, if you do not like the sensation, I don't. For example,
I don't either.
I do not like the sensation
of
being in a roller coaster.
Roller coaster. Oh, I love
Roberta
roller
would love it. Yeah, I knew that was there. Yeah.
Virtual reality. I can't do roller coasters. No. I love them.
Right. So check out. This may be the craziest roller coaster that you have ever seen. They've worked hard, spent millions of dollars to build this thing. Cedar Point is the amusement park on Lake Erie in Sandusky, Ohio. Been there for years and years and years and years and years, and now they're updating it. It's really. People lose their lunch looking at videos.
Yeah, I've done that.
They're in the train or in.
Yeah, I can't do those.
No.
Can't do them.
So I'm teasing you a little bit. If you like that kind of experience, check it out at DougSteffen.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delphum to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed. I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you can always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Minitrends Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Minitrends works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, The Good Day Program. Here's a wonderful story. This week, you may or may not have heard the story of this lady named Shelley Ann Colley, who went into labor a year ago. Things did not go well. She had to undergo an emergency C-section. Her baby girl was delivered, but things did not go well, as I said, for Shelley Ann. She was put under for the procedure. She did not wake up. She slipped into a coma. And so her life was over, or at least it seemed that might have been the case. And then the husband went to his wife's bedside, as he had done, praying for her recovery. The doctors thought they were going to lose her. Mm-hmm. And so one of the nurses had an idea. How about we try contact with her through the baby?
Mm-hmm.
So they brought the baby into the hospital room. The baby touched her. They put the baby over the mother so that she was touching the skin. And then the baby started to be oral. There was a, you know, that 1 year old, the child's not going to speak, but they're into sounds. I'm certainly understanding that. I've forgotten from my own children, but my grandson is all full of all kinds of things to say. And so this young baby was right next to the mother and started her noise, her
talking, babbling.
Babbling, whatever you want to call it. The mother wakes up from the coma.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, they're
think about it.
Yeah, and there are a bunch of studies that suggest that people talk with people, bring music. As I said, there was a great documentary that was done last year about music and Alzheimer's. It has to be something meaningful to the person. Mm-hmm. So from their era. But yeah, there are a lot of the brain is a very mystical kind of organ, and there seem to be all sorts of back doors that we're just not aware of until we sort of stumble across them. But it's a wonderful story.
Yeah, it really is good. I mean, you love to hear those sorts of things. And it sort of goes back to the law of attraction in a way. The things that you don't expect to happen, or you think aren't going to happen, or you may, I mean, in this case, I think prayer or the power of thought, prayer is just thinking. So the power of that, whether it's an individual or collective piece of work,
I think prayer is a way to connect into the collective consciousness.
Yeah.
The collective consciousness, mm-hmm. and that's what prayer does. It connects.
Huge
to that.
Energy there. Mm-hmm. Huge energy.
Not
energy.
Yeah, there have been all sorts of really interesting studies that suggest that a large number of people praying can actually change things.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
51 after on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Shake your hips. Doggies, too. Oh, it's time for Warren Eckstein, the professor of poodles and poodlery, is here. Never been introduced that way, Warren, right? I always try to find something exciting and new to bring you in. He's the host of the Pet Show, and there are lots of discussions about poodles, as well as other dogs, your cats, whatever you got around. I saw a picture on Facebook last night. Meredith was going through her pictures with me, and there's a picture of a cat holding a little turtle. The cat was actually a kitten, and there's a little tiny turtle that was between its paws, which I found interesting. Isn't it true? I want to get to a couple of things I got to do about procedure side first, but I'm thinking, Warren, that there are probably some very interesting pictures and realities of various animals getting along with other animals that you would never expect to be compatible. Let's talk about that in just a second. If you need to keep the bugs out of your home and away from your family, Cedarside, C-E-D-A-R, Side, C-I-D-E, Cedarside, is the answer. And the website, cedarside.com, is where you will find all the information about natural and organic pest control Control Solutions, Cedarside.com. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home, for your family. It harnesses the cedar oil that makes organic pest control easy. You'll be able to repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, ticks, fleas, mites, scorpions, roaches, you name it. Cedarside gets rid of it. Get rid of things that will harm your family, your pets, your home, your lawn. Cedarside. Go to Cedarside.com. Use the coupon code Doug and get free shipping for whatever you order. Or you can call and talk to the operator who's there to handle the order if you feel better about doing that. 800-842-1464. It's using Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Kind of a cool concept. 800-842-1464 or go to Cedarside.com and use the coupon code Doug for free shipping. All right, so Warren, the kinds of things that we don't expect to happen when it comes to pets and compatibility, it appears that dogs don't like cats, for example, or they don't like squirrels, but there's always an exception to that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, the exception is the rule. The majority of dogs do very well with cats. The majority of cats do very well with dogs. So it's that fallacy of dogs and cats not getting along. I don't often say this, but at one point in my life, I owned. I lived with 30 rescued dogs and 27 rescued cats.
Oof.
They all got along. They're all friendly with each other, but it's all a matter of socializing and exposure. Obviously, if they're not exposed, they're not going to get along. Listen, I used to have a cockatoo that used to ride on the back of my cat.
Really?
And you would think birds and cats don't get along, but it's all how they're socialized. Animals have a better, a much easier time of adapting than even people do.
Yeah, all right. There's a video that we had posted at DougStephan.com the other day from the folks at the Australia branch of the World Wildlife Fund with a GoPro camera. They gave a turtle's eye view of the Great Barrier Reef. I find things like this fascinating. What you can do, you've seen pictures that have come from dolphins that have had cameras, dogs even. We were thinking about doing the Charlotte cam and putting a camera on my cows, too, to get in the world from their perspective, at least what they see. What do you think is the best example? Hey, I'm sure you've experienced a lot of these sort of things. What's the best example of this, Warren, you can think of?
The best example is I just went to a special service for 9/11 last week, and as you know, I spent time there with New York City Police Department Canine Unit,
right.
And some of the dogs were wearing cameras because they were able to get into places that we couldn't. Then we were able to visualize and see if there was anything there. So I think the concept of police dogs wearing cameras and other dogs wearing cameras, I think it's a great idea. I think mm-hmm. And even animals in the wild, because we can learn it from them. Once a person gets involved, the animal's kind of like not himself. If the animal right. just has the camera on him, then we'll get a real image of what's going on.
Did you talk about on your weekend radio show, the pet shows heard around the country on hundreds of great radio stations, Warren talking about pets, etc., about the Oakland Zoo launching a way to raise money. They've got paintings that are done by their animals.
Listen, I've been to the Museum of Modern Art. I like the animal paintings. I understand them a lot better than I do some of the abstract paintings I've seen at other museums.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea and a great way to raise money, too.
It is. And fascinating to see how creative it is. You can check that story out and some of the paintings at DougStephan.com. You have posted on your Facebook page a story and information about what it's like to live in a dog retirement home, a doggy retirement. I didn't know these places existed.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's something that's more up and coming. Let's hold off for next week. I want to do a whole report on retirement homes for pets. I think it'd be a great thing to talk about.
Retirement homes for pets. All right, don't let me forget. Don't let me forget. Warren Eckstein, check out his website, thepetshow.com, and also check out hugsandkisses.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. 1499